What's good and what's bad about the sample student essays that I provided? In this podcast, I'll discuss the essay on Mitt Romney and Barack Obama's campaign speeches. This is a rhetorical essay that deals with the use of pathos in those speeches, among other things. First of all, let's look at the introduction. To be honest, this introduction is not adequate. It is only 2 lines long. I don't know the context for this assignment or the instructions that were given for the student, but this would not be sufficient for your COM essay. You need to have a hook and overview sentences. Look at comments 19B and 19D in course information. Those comments are key to audio and video lectures where you can review what I already taught. So the student does mention the words ethos, pathos, and logos. That's good. However, just saying that there are differences and similarities is not sufficient in an essay. The fact that there are differences is kind of obvious. It's not an idea, it's a fact. A thesis should be an idea, not a fact. Therefore, the thesis in the introduction does not make clear what the student's idea is. This is a problem with the essay overall and would result in a reduced grade. Let's briefly look at the paragraph where the student mentions ethos. Ethos is about the authority someone has based on their character. The student has not done an excellent job of this because they have not provided any examples of how Obama or Romney have compelling characters. I can think of some off the top of my mind, and the student mentioned them in the introduction. For example, Obama was a lawyer who worked for the respected Harvard Law Review. That's fantastic, and for me, makes him seem a million times smarter than Trump. The next problem is that in this same paragraph, the student goes on to mention pathos, but this is not mentioned in the topic sentence. This means the student has not organized the essay very well. Finally, in the next paragraph, the student says, quote, "Obama is highly personal in tone and dialogic in his content." But he finishes that same paragraph by saying Obama had good ethos. Having a personal tone has nothing to do with ethos. If anything, having a personal tone is to do with pathos. Here, the student appears to have gotten confused about the meaning of pathos and ethos. In this same paragraph, apparently on ethos, the student mentions a metaphor, which is an example of pathos. Again, the student seems all over the place on what pathos and ethos actually are. Make sure you know the difference between these two things. In your essay, you should only be talking about pathos. The paragraph that is best organized is the one that begins, "Pathos lies in the facts and nostalgic opening of Obama's speeches." I like this starting sentence because it is clear and concise. On the other hand, since the paragraph is about both Romney and Obama, the topic sentence, the first sentence, is very misleading. The topic sentence should mention both authors. Finally, the ending sentence, which should be the concluding sentence, is about the Big Bird story, and that's misleading as well. Is this paragraph about pathos? Why does the Big Bird story relate to pathos? The concluding sentence to this paragraph is basically missing. One final thing I don't like about the essay, and which a student in class pointed out, is that the author says they were surprised that Obama was president of the Harvard Law Review. It is not surprising at all. Obama had a fantastic career as a lawyer. It is not surprising that he won accolades or the confidence of the whole country. It is completely unsurprising that he did all of these amazing things. What is surprising is that this student seems shocked that Obama could do these things. As a last note, the conclusion to the essay is just as bad as the introduction. It is much too short.